Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Five with me, Liz Earle, sharing some news and views from this week's world of well-being. And in fact, my last broadcast here from Kenya as half term draws to a close and I head back home to Britain. And I suspect a rather sudden drop in temperature from what I've got used to over the last couple of months or so out here, where I've been working on various wildlife and charity projects. I hope you've seen some of my pictures on Instagram. Well, speaking of charity projects, you may remember I talked about Amy Peake, who was the founder of Loving Humanity. And I had a note from her because she was absolutely over the moon with the response for donations to her mobile sanitary pad making micro factories. These are the ones that she ships out into refugee camps and slums and other areas of extreme need. Do take a listen to my Friday Five podcast of a couple of weeks ago if you missed this. It is well worth a listen, and thank you to all those who donated. She was asking for pledges of just £5 a month or more if you fancied, and she got a lot of response and is truly grateful and has asked me to pass on very many thanks to my lovely community here. So thanks, guys. Really so much appreciated. Well, in this week's quick pod, I am shining a light on fair trade gold with some interesting statistics about the golden bling that you might very well be wearing right now, and which you might not be aware of has had a bit of a murky and less than shiny provenance. I'm also sharing a quick update on the scandal of HRT availability and also a story about chia seeds for well-being. So, first of all, Fair Trade Fortnight starts next week. And if you have ever wondered what exactly it is and what it all means, let me take a moment to talk a bit about it, because it is so much more than just pretty stickers on bananas and labels on coffee or chocolate. Fair Trade is known firstly for paying fairer prices, hence the name Fair Trade, to farmers, particularly in developing countries. And this is really important because they can so often be exploited by big business buying cartels, especially when there is a global commodity market, such as perhaps sugar or cocoa or coffee and the like. But more than this, the Fair Trade Foundation also helps to fund community projects all over the world. So it's helping to create a fairer and more sustainable world for all of us to live in. Now, I love it, and I became an ambassador for it because it helps in some way to rebalance power to those who are actually producing or growing something rather than the kind of faceless grey corporate middleman. And as a farmer myself, I sense that the fairness and the ability to control your own destiny is especially important, I think. Well, you probably pay pretty much the same price for a fair trade product, but you do know that your money is being redirected so that the producers, these are the guys who, after all, are very often risking life and limb in some cases, are earning that bit more, which is so very valuable to them and for their future. Now, Fairtrade works in 73 countries around the world and is this fabulous direct line of connection between us. So between us, the supermarket shopping consumer, and the disadvantaged farmers and growers. Now, in order to qualify to be part of the scheme, Fairtrade ensures that working conditions are safe, people are paid a fair price, and children especially are protected from exploitation. And to be certified, farmers first have to join together to make a cooperative. And this is really important because there is strength in numbers. And when a cooperative has been formed, it allows a fair price to be paid that ensures the crop can be grown sustainably. And this must never fall below market price. And it also gives producers room to negotiate and not be bullied. Now, along with this minimum wage, the cooperatives also receive something quite special, and that is the extra fair trade premium. And this contributes towards community projects. And I guess this is perhaps why or how fair trade differs just from so many other sort of fairly paid schemes. It's this extra bit that you get. Now, the extra money goes into a community fund, and that might be used for something that people need. It could be a borehole, for example, for clean water. It could be a schoolroom or a teacher or a medical clinic. Well, as some of you might know, I have a jewellery line, and that only uses fair trade gold and silver metals. Yes, did you know you can have fair trade gold and silver? And so my jewellery company pays an additional premium that goes into this particular community fund set up by artisan miners in Peru, where the precious metals that I use are mined by hand. Now, the gold miners in Peru, when they were asked about their community fund, they decided that they wanted a play area for their children and young people, because there was just nothing there. And so the community fund paid for a very simple football pitch, which was transformational because it went from literally nothing for young people to do in the evening to having this great form of fitness. And all they needed was a little bit of funding to set it up and to buy some footballs. But now it's a local sport, and it has provided a real positive community spirit. And something so simple like this can actually make a huge difference to communities and gives them access to something that, well, frankly, we just all take for granted, don't we? And actually, on an ethical and a sustainability level, when I was researching which metals to use for my jewellery line, the Fair Trade Foundation were the only certification scheme I could find anyway that has a clear, transparent and totally independent audit trail. Now, there are other schemes, obviously, and other marks, but all the others seem to be linked somehow to the mining industry or to corporations, which doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad, but it does mean that they are self-policing, which to some extent always leaves a margin for error or vested interest perhaps to manipulate in some way. And did you know, this is a factoid about me that you may not know, I am one of the very few women in the world, let alone a European woman, to have actually been down a Kenyan gold mine. Yeah, it was pretty scary. Hairy stuff, I have to say. It was not like a controlled gold mine. It was a hole dug in the ground, quite perilous. And there were no real kind of safety restrictions. It was pretty good in terms of safety because it's fair trade certified. So I was actually given a hard hat, and they did have scaffolding to hold the insides of the mine together, which made a change from when it wasn't fair trade. But I can tell you, buying fair trade gold makes a huge difference to these artisan miners, not just for their safety and their welfare, but also to the environment. And that is because gold refining is one of the most polluting industries, especially when it's artisan mined, like it is out here in Africa. And one of the reasons for that is that it involves using liquid mercury that gets released into the water supply. And this causes birth defects in the community and blindness and all kinds of other horrors, all of which are better controlled and prevented by the Fair Trade Protocol. So definitely worth investing if you want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Anyhow, alongside gold and silver and all the more usual suspects here, there are a huge number of products that we can now all buy fair trade, from the usual bananas, chocolate, sugar, tea, coffee, to perhaps the less well-known things like flowers, clothes and wine. It's really such an easy way to help make our weekly shop more sustainable. So if you're going to be filling up your shopping trolley this weekend, why not look and see just how many things labelled with the Fair Trade logo that you can stock up with. There is actually a staggering 6,000 products now certified, so hopefully something for everyone, including organic fair trade avocados, the subject of a recent podcast, which I also hope you tuned into just the other day. And if you'd like to know more about fair trade gold in general, or my fair trade gold jewellery in particular, you can head over to lizelljewellery.com. That is a different website, lizelljewellery.com, to take a look at it. And if you like the look of something, bookmark it or make a note of it, but don't buy it just yet, as there is a very special offer coming up soon. And I would hate my close family here to miss out on that. So by all means, go and take a look. Just don't buy it yet, because there is a really good offer just around the corner. And more details on that will be sent out with my weekly Lizelle Wellbeing newsletter, which I'm assuming you are all signed up to receive. I sincerely hope so anyway. Perhaps you will do just now. If you want to, you can head to lizellewellbeing.com and you just click on subscribe. Super easy and really worth having in your inbox once a week, because there's lots of info and recipes and good stuff, as well as some deals and special offers.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, one foodstuff which I don't think is yet available as a certified fair trade food is chia seed. And you may well have seen these packs of tiny, tiny grey grit-like seeds popping up in our supermarket and health store shelves. Now, as well as appearing in things like granolas and snack bars and even pudding pots and the like, chia seeds are actually a pretty good well-being ingredient, actually. They are high in fibre, they have some protein, they have a bit of magnesium, and they have some pretty good fats. They don't have much of a taste if you eat them on your own, but they're coated in some kind of weirdly fibrous husk that dissolves into a gel if you put it into contact with liquid, which is why they can make such a good pudding, actually. It takes around 10 minutes or so for a handful of chia seeds to start swelling up in a liquid. You could mix them with a little real milk or a plant milk type. I've actually got into the habit recently of sprinkling some chia seeds onto a few spoonfuls of homemade yogurt and kefir mixed together in the morning. I leave that for a bit just to expand in a bowl while I get on with some chores and bits and pieces. And then I come back and stir the whole thing up with some berries or some flaked almonds for a really filling brunch or a snack. Absolutely fabulous, of course, for overall gut health too. But as with all these fairly new and often anonymous foodstuffs, we do need to be careful who we buy from. And this was an alert that caught my eye earlier this week. It was a recent test by the American testing site called Consumer Lab. And they discovered that at least one brand of chia seeds didn't have all the nutrients it claimed on the label. But much more worryingly, it was actually found to be contaminated with lead. Now, the brand was called Food to Live, by the way. Perhaps a slightly ironic and not substantiated name. Food to Live was the brand. And it was their chia seed powder, just in case you need to check your own cupboards. It really does pay to be extremely careful when buying some of these newer and more novel types of seeds or grains or flours. They come in packets. We don't really know what's in there. And there is a real potential to be buying something that we think is good for our health, and it could just turn out to be harmful. And it's really hard to know, isn't it? Obviously, we don't have a lab testing kit in our kitchens, so we have to rely on the companies who provide or package these kinds of foods for proper testing, which is often expensive, and it may not be possible for the smaller brands. Really important to buy from reputable companies. You can always ask to see independent quality reports or analysis if you're concerned. And always, if you suspect something that is substandard, perhaps if it looks odd, if it smells odd, or, you know, it just doesn't seem right, don't forget that you can report any food like this to the Food Standards Agency. It's really easy to do this in the UK. You just head to the FSA website, which is food.gov.uk. food.gov.uk, or you can just search online for Food Standards Agency and you click on where it says report a problem. And I'm sure for all my overseas listeners that each country will have a similar government regulatory food agency. Now, I promised a quick update on the HRT shortage, which has been so devastating for so very many midlife women. Well, the good news in the UK is that the Everell patches are coming back into stock any day now. There's more info on my Lizelle Wellbeing website. So the Everell Mono 50 and the Everell Conti were shipped into pharmacies on Valentine's Day last week. That was appropriate, wasn't it? With other types of Everell patches being drip-fed into chemists between now and the end of March. But of course, it is an absolute scandal that there should have been this nationwide shortage at all. Do you think there would have been a shortage of pretty much any other kind of hormone? Can you imagine diabetics being short with insulin or thyroxine if you need that, or even testosterone for the guys? I don't think so. The shortage has had some serious questions being asked of Matt Hancock and the Department of Health. He's the health minister, of course. The shortage seems to have had nothing to do with Brexit, but it has perhaps had plenty to do with the priority with which the government has placed HRT for women on its supply chain scale. And the discovery being that this seems to have been placed extremely low down their list. Not good at all, and plenty that needs to be said about that. So do please follow both Diane Danzy-Brink and Dr. Louise Newsom, the menopause doctor, for more on this ongoing story and what we can do if we are affected, or even, frankly, if we're not directly affected, because it affects so many midlife women in society, and that ultimately means it ends up affecting all of us. So if you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you can follow Diane Danzy-Brink and Dr. Louise Newsom, who is the menopause doctor, and they both have extremely good websites for lots of information. Well, very many thanks to all of you who responded to my request for a testimonial or two about my Lizelle Wellbeing magazine. I heard this week that we are going in for the Best Magazine of the Year award in the National Magazine Awards. Wow, yes, National Magazine Awards. That's a bit amazing, isn't it? And my team needed a few genuine reader testimonials to add to our nomination form. So I put out a request on my personal Instagram, which is Lizelle Me. And I have to say, I was absolutely blown away by some of the feedback. I mean, I know you guys are good, but really, this was just exceptional. And I would like just to give a couple of shout outs to those who have left me a nomination or a testimonial anyway. It's not too late, by the way. If you'd like to add something, just head onto my Instagram and leave me a comment. So just flicking through here, this was from Rainy Ducks, just love. And I'm always so excited to receive my latest copy in the post. I keep all my old copies to look back on. Very useful magazine full of well-being wisdom. Thank you very much. This one from Pilates in Milton Keynes, who writes, I gave up buying magazines over a decade ago because I mostly felt they were an advertising forum for which I was paying. I broke my pact with myself to subscribe to your magazine, and now I only wish you brought one out monthly. Your articles and podcasts are most definitely enhancing my well-being. Thank you. Well, thank you very much. I hope you're listening to this podcast. I don't think we're going to go monthly. I think it might just kill my team and me, but I hope that bi-monthly is enough for now. This one from Floral 1988, who writes to say, just love this magazine. I remember buying the first edition, which I still have, plus many more. Wow, that's fantastic. I think I'm going to have to do a shout out to see who else has their first edition. Alison Palested writes, been listening to your podcast for months now. Absolutely love them. Well, I hope you are listening to this one, Alison. Thank you for bringing these fantastic topics to our ears each week. I started this week making my own kefir and I've just signed up for your magazine. Well, I hope that you enjoy that. Where have we got to here? Oh, look, Kate Riley, 447. Says, Wellbeing Magazine provides me with well-researched and extremely educational articles, but there's also a fun and recreational aspect to love it, which is great. Bella 21616, thank you. You've written a very nice personal comment. Love this from Kath Khalil, I think it is, who writes to say, when this lands in my postbox, I can be found tearing open the envelope before even taking off my shoes and coat. It's for a sneaky peek of what's in store before later, once I've gotten to my evening comfies. Each edition stays on the coffee table till the next one arrives. Thanks, Liz. Keep them coming and good luck for the competition. Well, thank you. Jenny Wren, 19, writes, this is the one magazine I never put in recycling. Well-researched, reliable articles, which I often refer back to, and beautiful, inspiring photographs means it's more like a book. Thank you. My designers and my editorial team will be really especially pleased to realise that that is being appreciated too. Oh gosh, so many. I just can't read them all out. It's just lovely. Lots of mums and daughters are writing that they share their subscriptions. Oh, I have to read this one out. Okay, this is from Chrissy Smith, UK Green Beach. That's a long Instagram handle. Who says, forget all other women's magazines. They will only make you feel fat. Finally, a magazine that inspires you and makes you feel beautiful, simply. Love that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Another lady here wishing it was monthly. Oh, Julie7781, thank you so much. Quality glossy magazine. No extreme bonkers stuff that can't be sustained in everyday life. Looking good and feeling great is not confined to the high income bracket. It's tailored to ordinary women leading ordinary lives. The recipes are delicious, nutritious, easy to follow, and contain ingredients common to the supermarket. Liz is a real testimony to her own advice. Thank you. And last but not least, from Nikki Bryant, who says, Lizelle, Wellbeing Magazine is the only magazine I have ever subscribed to. It's something I look forward so much to receiving. It covers everything and also beautifully presented. Gut health, beauty, menopause, delicious recipes, exercise tips, books, holidays, everything. We can all live our best lives with this magazine at hand. It's a joy to read. Well, thank you very much to you, Nikki, and to everybody else who took the time to leave a comment. I shall, of course, keep you posted on how we get on with the National Magazine Awards. So I'm actually going to, when I get back to the UK, print out these amazing comments, and I'm going to stick them up on the wall in my studios as a bit of motivational reading for the days when inevitably things get tough or don't exactly go to plan. So thank you. That is it for now. I will be home next week to record, no doubt in my vest and thermals. Just a couple of nights left for me here in Kenya. There'll be some more pics on my personal Instagram, Lizelle Me, if you fancy taking a peek. But until next week, have a fantastic week ahead. Go well. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.